Welcome back to the Meat and Poultry Magazine podcast. I'm Ryan McCarthy, the associate web editor for meatpoultry.com. After looking over Thrushwood and Green Ridge Farms the last few podcasts, we turn our attention to our June issue, barbecue. Yes, barbecue, that time-honored American tradition when the grills and slow cookers are as hot as the sun beating outside. We love barbecue here at Meat and Poultry, and it's not just because we are located in Kansas City. We appreciate all the different flavors from across the country. That's why we were intrigued to talk to Johnny Fugate, who spent last year traveling the country to write his book, The 100 Best Barbecue Restaurants in America. His story will be in the latest edition of Meat Poultry Magazine, but we wanted to share an excerpt from our interview. In this part of the interview, Johnny talks about why his book is different from many other barbecue books out there, and the process of narrowing his list down. Take a listen.
There are obviously hundreds of barbecue books on the market, but mine is different from all of those, and it's different because they feature recipes or they feature kind of like how-to grilling techniques,
right,
or smoking techniques. Mine is different that it's like half travel, half food writing, and people told me, some people along the way, they said, you know, you have to put in recipes, that's what people want. I said, no, there are hundreds of books out there like that. This one's going to be different, and I think that is why I was able to kind of carve out a little space within the food writing or even the barbecue writing world, is that I didn't do kind of the same thing that's already out there. I focused on telling a story of an adventure of a year in the barbecue world and featuring restaurants and specifically talking about their histories, their backgrounds, what kind of wood they're smoking with, how long they've been there, what you should try on your first visit, what to avoid, and different things like that. So it's a different book from everything else that's out there.
You know, Johnny, the biggest thing that I was thinking about when I was researching you is I love my barbecue, but eating it 365 times in a row would be quite the challenge. how did that go about?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I told you, I'm a barbecue fan. I love barbecue, and you know, I'm a backyard smoker, and it's one of those things I never thought I would get tired of. But if you eat anything, even something that I loved as much as barbecue, for 365 days for a year, you're going to be pretty tired of it. So
right.
I certainly did get tired of it, but I took a little break whenever I was finished, and now I'm back on it. So, you know, it's a challenge because I ate a lot of the same foods just over and over and over. But that also really developed my palate.
Right.
And I can tell, even just by looking at food, kind of how what it's going to be. And then, you know, I have a lot less, I don't enjoy kind of average barbecue nearly as much anymore. But the best of the best stuff, I think I probably have a greater appreciation for really, really good barbecue now.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that a lot. You know, how do you try to stay as objective as possible, too, if you're just, you know, going barbecue after barbecue today? And I guess the second part of the question is, what was your kind of criteria, to rank these places?
Sure. Well, first, I'll just kind of say that, you know, some people have said, you know, who are you to put this list together? You know, I'm not a chef. I'm not a official barbecue judge. I'm not a restaurant owner. I'm none of those things, but I'm just a barbecue fan. But I ate more barbecue across a greater geographic area in a set amount of time than anyone has ever done. And so I'm not saying my opinion is, I'm the only authority, the only person to have an opinion on barbecue restaurants, but I think that my voice should be one of those. But ultimately barbecue is, you know, it's up to your personal taste, and everyone, you know, should enjoy what they enjoy, but I'm just one voice out of many, and I encourage people to try all these different kinds of barbecue and ways of smoking and different restaurants and find out what they like. I did have a rubric that I worked off of while I traveled, and so I obviously, meat was the most important, but I also looked at sides and sauces and atmosphere and what I call the barbecue it factor. Like, you can just tell some places feel like great barbecue places. And that was kind of a rough thing that I kept in my head. I didn't necessarily keep number scores on every restaurant, and I didn't include those in the book or anything like that. But I did have that in mind as I visited restaurants. And so, yeah, it varied kind of region to region. Obviously, there's some barbecue restaurants that don't serve any sauces. And so I had to kind of keep that in mind as I was traveling.
All right.
Was there a first part of that question that I missed?
No, I think you got it more than anything. Okay. That was the part that I was curious about because, you know, for how much, you know, barbecue I've eaten when I've traveled and done certain things, it's such a hard thing to determine, you know. And I'm sure when you started out, it was just like, well, what's good and what's bad. But it sounds like once you got going, it was more of a, you know, you could start to weed out what was bad and what was good.
I would say that I tried to include different styles of barbecue throughout my ranking. So I know this is one question you had, kind of what styles I like. I grew up in Missouri, a Kansas City fan. I came to love Texas barbecue, and I had never had anything like the briskets that I had in the hill country of Texas before this visit. And so I came to really love that and appreciate that. And I would describe the difference as briskets that I have had or had previous to this trip growing up were basically like cooked, shaved beef. And the brisket itself, the way it's cooked in the hill country of Texas, is just a completely different texture and flavor. And so that was something that I was not familiar with before I started this. And that was really kind of one of my personal revelations through the project. But even though I love that style of barbecue now, I still thought about it as in my ranking system as if I could eat at one barbecue restaurant, if I could only eat barbecue one more time in my life, this is the place I want to eat it. And then if I could eat barbecue five times, these are the five places I would want to go, the 10 places I would want to go, and stuff like that. And so by thinking about it that way, it helped diversify my list, because even though I don't love Carolina barbecue, I would want one of my 10 barbecue meals to be Carolina style. And so it's not like, you know, it's entirely based upon region, you know, it's not region centric. Even though Texas is well represented, it's not all, you know, Texas places. It's all pretty, pretty diverse and mixed up.
Make sure to check out the latest stories, including Johnny's, in the print edition of Meat and Poultry Magazine and online at meatpoultry.com. Also follow us on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, by searching at Meat Poultry. All right, that's it for this time, folks. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.